Good morning, Facebook. And good morning. Good morning, YouTube. I have a question for you. What has God revealed to us in 2019? And what will He reveal to us in 2020? It's always good to reflect. Welcome aboard, Hagwati Makdaya. Makodia. Good to have you with me this morning. What has God revealed to us in 2019, and what will He reveal to us in 2020? Well, I just turned 66 years old, the 27th of December, and I must say I have learned how naive I've really been. Sometimes you can have relationships with people and you find out that their beliefs and their values are really not the same as yours. You know, it's amazing how much information. We're in an information age. Technology has made it very easy to get information, but there's a lot of misinformation out there, isn't there? A lot of misinformation. A lot of limited hangouts. You know? And anyway, what I believe that God revealed to me in 2019 was my naivety. People can speak a lot of truth, but they can also withhold a lot of truth. And my dad used to say, if you have ice cream for breakfast, ice cream for lunch, and ice cream for supper, pretty soon you get tired of ice cream. Okay. But I will say there's one thing I never get tired of, and that is the truth of the gospel. The good news that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief, Apostle Paul said. Never get tired of that gospel being proclaimed. Yes, I believe that every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God is to be taken as truth for God's people. 2019 is also an affirmation of the scripture that says, I bear you on eagle's wings and brought you unto myself. In his love and in his pity he redeemed them, and he bare them, and he carried them all the days of old. And as an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings. So the Lord alone did lead them. Even to your old age I am he, and even to four hairs will I carry you. I have made and I will bear, even will I will carry and will deliver you. God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. Isaiah 63:9. Exodus 19:4, Deuteronomy 1:31. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. Take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body what ye shall put on. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Matthew 6:25-32, and 1 Samuel 7:32. There remaineth a rest for the people of God. Thy eyes shall see the king in his beauty. They shall behold the land that is a very far off. Isaiah 33:17. Eye hath not seen, nor ear, neither have entered into the heart of the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. Hebrews 4:9, I pray that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. 1 Corinthians 2:9-10. 2019, God revealed to me that there are people that are advocating false things that are amongst us. There's a scripture that says they came in to spy out our liberty. They came in to spy out our liberty. You know, Roman Catholicism is alive and well. Welcome aboard Saving Grace Temple Mission. Roman Catholicism is alive and well. The Supreme Court of the United States, 6 out of the 9 judges are either Roman Catholic or Jewish. I'm not against Jews and I'm not against Roman Catholics per se. I'm against what they believe. Roman Catholicism is Antichrist. The Pope is Antichrist. Pope Francis is of the Antichrist because he says he's the vicar of Christ. He's seated in the temple of God proclaiming that he is God. If you want to get your boat loaded, if you want to look at something very interesting, just go watch the documentary on the last days of John Paul, Pope John Paul II. You can Google it up. It's a documentary, and it's entitled The Last Days of John Paul II. That will absolutely blow your minds. That was revealed to me just in the last night because I watched it. And that's still 2019 when I watched it. Do you know how many people were in the Vatican the night of Pope John Paul II's death? Do you know how many went up there to worship him? 5 million people. 5 million people. They exalted this man and made him their God. They also made him a saint. And according to the documentary, still 15,000 people a day go to his grave. Wow. And worship him. People pray to him. They made him a saint. Why do people want to exalt a man and not Jesus Christ? 15,000 people didn't go to the burial of Jesus Christ. Wow. Millions of people were at his funeral. Millions of people were at Pope John Paul II's funeral. Millions of people were not at the burial of Jesus Christ. These Roman Catholic cardinals and bishops and all the hierarchy of the Roman Catholic Church exalt the Pope beyond measure. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me, not by the Pope, not by an archbishop, not by a pastor, not by a cardinal. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. There's only one mediator between God and man, and that is the man Christ Jesus, not Pope Francis. Not the Jesuits. Not the rabbis. Yes, we've been revealed things throughout our lives. We've known little bits and pieces, but the more we get, the more that Christ, through His Holy Spirit, reveals to us, the more we see the absolute stark difference between the real and the imitation, between the genuine and the counterfeit. The Roman Catholicism is counterfeit. It is not genuine Christianity. People call the Roman Catholic Church Christianity. It's the furthest thing from Christian. With all the idolatry, all the graven images, the necromancy, praying to the dead, the veneration of Mary. On this documentary, they said that, well, I guess Pope John Paul II was one of the premier Mary. He prayed to Mary continuously. 30 minutes a day he would go and pray to Mary. Queen of Heaven, not the Mother of Jesus Christ, by the way. The Queen of Heaven, Diana of the Ephesians. They shall have their women to rule over them. The Queen of Heaven. 2019 revealed also the rise of Judaism, the marriage of Judaism and Catholicism. Yes, I said it. The marriage of Judaism and Catholicism. There are many that try to put one over the other, but they're both of Antichrist. We are not Judeo-Christian. We are a Judeo-Catholic nation, not a Judeo-Christian nation. That was revealed to us in 2019. We're a Judeo-Catholic nation. Well, what will be revealed to us in 2000 with the executive orders of Donald Trump making it unlawful to speak against Zionism? And they say Zionism is anti-Semitism. Speaking against Zionism is anti-Semitism. Let me tell you what the ultimate anti-Semitism is. This was revealed to me in 2019 as well. The ultimate anti-Semitism is speaking against my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who was a Jew. The Jews asked Pilate to change what he put above the cross. What did Pilate put? He put the King of the Jews. And they said, no. Put on there, he said he was the King of the Jews. And what did Pilate say? What I've written, I have written. Jesus Christ is the King of all the earth. He's King of all peoples. They may not acknowledge him as king, but he's coming back as a conquering king, a victorious king. Will we be persecuted for taking a stand against Luciferian doctrines like Judaism and the Talmud and the Kabbalah and the Roman Catholic Church? Yes, we will be persecuted for our faith. Christ says that if you're in Christ Jesus, you will suffer persecution. What will be further revealed in 2020? Well, you know, it never ceases to amaze me how man wants to take the glory for the work of his own hands. When God's creation spans the heavens and tells the story. Well, let's start giving God the glory in these final hours, for he's the only one that has the total power. God's word is true. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That's what we've been told, my friend. This is nothing more than spiritual gold. The Word reveals to us the Ancient of Days, but it never grows old. Man seeks to change it and ridicule it too. But God's Word is unchanging and most relevant today. Let's not mock the Holy Word of God. It will instruct you and give God's people comfort when they're so blue. Let us return to the Word of God, and we will find the good old gospel story eternally sublime, and let us give God's Word the honor it is due, for it will stand the test of time and always be true, and that's true for 2020 coming up tomorrow. How long will the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? They deny creation in 6 days and make man the authority and make God their puppet on a string. Just wait until God pours out his wrath and these mockers he pays. How long will they say it's okay to be gay? When God strongly forbids it in his word. They want to take down God's people. Who strongly convey and say, this is an abomination, and God says you will pay. How long will they deny that God has his elect? They say that this would make you a robot if his own people he does select. But election in his word is exactly what Christ and his apostles taught. How long will they say that man has a free will? This is the denial that man is dead in sin. Wesley, Finney, and today others are teaching it still. They say man still has a spark of good in him. Yes, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The entire world seems to be going to hell. But be encouraged, child of God. He is a sovereign king, and it won't be long until our journey is fulfilled. Well, we are not in the majority for God's people. We're in the minority. Are you in the majority as to what people believe? If you are, my friend, in all probability, you are deceived. Are you more concerned about being accepted by your peers? If this is true, you've drunken too many satanic beers. The Bible teaches a totally different track Come out of the world, the worldly wolf pack. Put on the whole armor of God that you will be able to stand against the wiles of the devil and his evil band. Broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be that find it. Narrow is the way that leads to life eternal, but the majority have been blinded. Evaluate what you believe. But pray first, my friend, because God is in control of your destiny and your latter end. Has he shown you that you are on the broad way to hell, or does it matter not to you as long as your peers think of you well? One day it will matter when you stand before him, either clothed in his righteousness or depending on your friends. The question is, where will they be then? If you are weak, weary, and heavy laden, then I have good news for you. Jesus tells us in his word for you to come to him, and the only way you can is if you have been born again. Think and ponder on these things. Welcome aboard, Troy Scarborough. Glad to have you with us this morning. Think and ponder on these things, and if the Holy Spirit calls you, you will find yourself then on the narrow road that leads to life eternal. This is a blessed abode. Well, we have heard the King is coming all our lives amid this turmoil and this strife. We anticipate him coming at any time and hear him saying, "Well done, my child," and then knowing everything is fine. But until that day comes, we will wait for his return, and always share the gospel, and our candle always burns. Because of his Spirit always dwelling in our lives, we'll occupy until he comes, splitting the eastern skies. Grace is the fountain from which springs faith. It is our foundation from which our lips sing his praise. It is our anchor amid the storm. It is our comfort when we are forlorn. Grace is our sustainer when we are hard-pressed. With the burdens coming over us and bringing us to stress, grace is God's answer to us, showing us his love and his smile. And grace will finally bring us to eternity after a while. What did the blood of Christ accomplish for us? Did it merely make possible that we could be saved? No, it secured our salvation forever. You see, that we would live with Jesus for eternity. The blood of Jesus could never fail what it was purposed to do. This brings comfort to my soul, and I hope comfort to you. He did not hang in agony upon the cruel tree just to make our salvation only a possibility. So the next time you hear someone proclaiming salvation is only a possibility based on man's free will, smile to yourself and say, "My redemption's already fulfilled." Amen? Isn't that what Christ said on the cross? It is finished. It is finished. The sands of time will soon pass away, but eternity will always be. My soul cannot grasp this awesome truth to think I'll live forever. I'll live forever with my Savior who bore my sins upon the tree. From Christ my soul will never sever because he bled and died for me. Time, what an empty vapor is, but not for those for whom Christ died. For having been given eternal life, we'll be forever at his side. It is truly wonderful what the Lord has done by giving his people his dear Son, the perfect sacrifice to atone for their sins that knew no beginning and never will end. This eternal vital union gives comfort to the soul to know that our destiny our Savior controls. given to him before the foundation of the world, this eternal adoption has just begun to unfurl. Lord, let your marvelous grace speak to our souls when the waves of trouble over us roll. May we always cry out, Abba Father, to you, knowing that forever we will be with you. You know, God's people have been given the faith of Christ. There's no greater gift we could have been given to know that he has died for us and secured for us a place in heaven. That his death gave us the imputed righteousness of Christ, this was his ultimate sacrifice. God the Father looks upon it and says it is finished. It never has to be replenished. Many things have been said and written about our wonderful Lord, but the volumes can't compare to his holy word. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. He said, if the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. He said, come unto me all ye that are weary, and I will give you rest. He said, my yoke is easy, and my burden it is light. Let us always proclaim what Jesus had to say, and let us look forward to that glorious day. When we are seated at the marriage supper of the Lamb, having communion with the one who said, I am that I am. Well, we're looking back, 2019, what God has revealed to us. We're also contemplating what he's going to reveal to us in 2020. Are you discouraged this morning with the events of 2019? Is there not a balm in Gilead for the heart that is oppressed? Is there not a holy comforter that will give his people rest? Is there not a heavenly breeze that will come from above to cool the fevered brow of one bent so very low? Is there not a bleeding lamb that has all our sorrows took? Is there not a faithful shepherd who gathers his wayward lambs? Is there not refreshing water sent from the great I Am? Yes, there is a balm in Gilead, and a heavenly breeze will blow to cool the fevered brow of the lamb that's bent so low. Yes, there is a faithful shepherd, and his refreshing waters will flow to the discouraged soul. Well, I hope this finds you in good stead this morning. Let us give all glory and honor to the one who gave his life on Calvary for a sinner like me, a sinner saved by grace. And we should always ask ourselves the question, why? Why would Christ care for a sinner like me? Why would he love me before the foundation of the world? Why would he suffer and die on the cross? Why would he pay such a tremendous cost? Why would he promise to come again for me? Why would he send a comforter while I await his return? Why would he love me forever and never from me turn? He did it because he loved me, not because of any good that I would do or have done. He did it because the Father gave me to his Son. He did it because of an eternal pact between the three in one. This love I will never fully grasp or understand, but love answers the why. It was his eternal plan. All glory and honor goes to him who's worthy. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive glory and honor and power. May the good Lord be with you. Today is my prayer. And I'll give you a happy new year before it comes. May you have a happy and glorious new year tomorrow. God bless.